time, everybody. Okay. I talk about a lot of things, you know, about books, and I was going to make it a different year. So in the next, this year, we'll talk about the elections, because I do want Biden to win, Democrat all my life, so, and I will talk about the election, and I'll talk about the infamous Trump, and I will talk about other things, philosophy, history, maybe the French Revolution. That's a good topic, because I've been studying that for years. It's so fascinating, the good parts and the bad parts. And I think that, a lot of things in government, really, how governments got overthrown, particularly in South America, particularly in Europe, have been influenced by the French Revolution. So I'll talk about that, in a different podcast. But I also talk about real life situation, because I love, actually likes to talk about music, because, you know, I'm an artist. I've been doing music all my life. I've been, you know, I play keyboards, piano, and sing and write songs. So that's what I do, you know, that's what I do, but it's been a struggle. But, you know, it's been such a struggle that at this age, after doing it for so many years, that I would, you know, I would have guessed it would be a lot easier to handle after all those years of struggle, and that I would, or I moved to a new plateau of new level of exposure to my music. The truth is, to some extent, I have, but in a lot of it's gotten even worse. One reason is that I attracted crazy mentally ill people to me, or people who don't know the difference between right or wrong or boundaries to me. It's important that, it be talked about, because they think I'm a celebrity. I am not a celebrity. I will say I'm a little bitty celebrity on podcasts. I have my music on, so in that sense, yes. But if you talk about referring to someone like Barack Obama or Taylor Swift, like in music, Taylor Swift or Usher or Beyonce, no way. I don't have no Grammy. I'm not on ABC. That's what I consider a celebrity. That's what I consider somebody with a paparazzi around them. Of course, that's my goal, to get to that level, to be successful. Either in singing or songwriting, because it's a tough business. So, because I'm not as known, I am on YouTube a little or whatever. There are millions of people doing the same thing I'm doing on the same level, and they don't get harassed or followed by crazy people. These people actually think I'm just like Taylor Swift, and I'm not. Or, you know, I know definitely they're trying to stop me from being in the industry, saying that I can't write, can't sing, and they said allegations that they use my material. Again, fraud is going to get them put in prison. I don't want to talk about that no more, because that's been stated. My songs are copyrighted and published. It's protected. Every day there's allegations that people in my building or in a nearby neighborhood are looking inside my condo. That's a crime because of me being a celebrity or them being nosy. You know, it's really dangerous that these people are crazy and sick if they are doing that. I suspect they are. And I had told the LAPD, the police, to get involved. I even told the management, I can't call the management until I have actual proof, but I believe they have. They have no right to look into my bedroom or my home on the second floor at no time. It doesn't matter how many times I complain or whatever. There's laws and rules we have to follow. The management finds out they can get be told to sell their place, or be they can call the police too, because that's against the law. It is no way that could be allowed. That includes if you're concerns. There's no investigation. It can't be no type of trespassing. It's, you don't investigate. They can't investigate me for anything, for any purpose. There's no excuse whatsoever. If concerns or sickness or whatever, that's not how you deal with people. You deal with people directly. They're gonna go to jail for invasion of privacy. Do I suspect that people in my building in this neighborhood are peeping toms? Yes. I hear them say they got permission to look, or they make up lies about me, saying that I'm crazy, I ain't well. Is what it boils down to is these people are criminals and sick and crazy people who belong in a county jail. They are that kind of personality. They disregard the laws and rules of this society. They disregard boundaries. Something is wrong. And some of the people in my building knows about this. They should not be ignoring it because it's against the law. Even though this place is a corporation cannot violate any county or state laws. If they have any concerns, then they should do it directly or not be involved in any type of illegal trespassing or anything, because invasion of privacy or being a peeping Tom is disgusting, is sick, and is criminal. But do I think it's just an allegation? No, I don't. I believe it has happened. But as far as evidence, which is the most important thing, because I am into law, I need to find evidence. But the only evidence I have is gossiping. They're gossiping about looking in my bedroom. They're gossiping about what that is sick. To even talk about it is sick. They're crazy. They're not only crazy, they're dangerous. They make excuses to look. They are dangerous. They are criminal. It is no excuse whatsoever. You don't do that to other people, properties. You don't look in other people's homes. You don't follow me around trying to make me angry. Yeah, they followed me around, stalking me around in the vehicle yesterday. I was looking at them in a car. I took pictures of the vehicle when they were following me around. Or say crazy things that I'm going to be a leader or director. Director of what? I'm not interested in being no director. They're referring to a director of a mental health program or social worker. I'm not a social worker. That's crazy. That's delusional. Or angry because I won't be in a band with, and they mention Kazuma all the time. I ignore it because that's insanity. That's schizophrenic, whatever, bipolar or whatever diagnosis they have. They need to take their sick ass to a mental hospital. There's no band or rock band that wasn't one 20 years ago that was professional. It was not professional band. And they were talking about some showing a videotape of public access. That was not a band for professional. None of them wanted to be professional. Actually, I did want to be professional. I am professional. So they need to forget about that. They were angry because I didn't let some Kazuma be a lead singer. You know that schizophrenic, a psycho. There was no band, and that would have never happened. So they need to stop saying something that never occurred 20 years ago. They need to stop saying social worker or director. They need to stop commenting on my home. They need to, if they are, they need to stop peeking into it or they're going to go to prison. Even if it's an allegation, it's wrong. Oh, here's another crazy thing. Because my skin color, I need to hang around black people. You know that's mental illness. Black racism is crazy. It's wrong, just like white racism. Whatever race you're born into, you hang out with whoever you want to. This is a free country, and you should be colorblind. If you don't want to hang out with somebody, then that's your right. You can't give nobody the right to harass. any type of racism is wrong. And they, you know, these people are from Vos and Land and keep coming over here 20 years ago, could keep coming over to my condo saying lies that I'm married and I'm going to give about this little bitty home. They lost complete touch with reality. If you lose 20 years over someone like me and you don't even know me, and that is the truth, they need to go to some psych ward. And they outside talking and laughing right now. Somebody need to get the LAPD involved. They are cold-bloodedly sick and dangerous. I only want to deal with normal people. Just normal people. People know how to talk to me directly. And that's it. I don't want to deal with nobody who gossip about me outside and I don't talk to them or say crazy things that I'm a comedian. That's sick. There are people saying that they were in the music industry. I said, music industry, they can't be. Follow me around saying, and don't talk to me at all, saying, gossiping outside, saying, I'm in R&B. I was going to use a song. That's not a bunch of bullshit. You know, legitimate musicians or just people in the industry will go to an artist directly. And besides, these same con artists and liars were saying that they were sampling my music, got homes and stuff of my music. All I can say is they are evil human beings. They're a criminal. They're going to go to jail for first-degree fraud. Then there was another situation where they said they were from Buffalo, New York, and I think they're just making up stories because if they came from Buffalo, New York, and they said they knew me 40 years ago, 30 years ago, and don't talk to me except follow me around the car, then they are insane. That's crazy. That's crazy. I don't want to deal with people like that. Unfortunately, in my neighborhood, there's a degree, a certain degree, a percentage of people who are criminals. It's a fact. It's not as safe. It's safe, but it's not as safe as some areas in L.A., the city of L.A. But I don't know. I've been dealing with it for a long time. I don't know why I attracted these types of people to me because I ignore them all the time when I'm outside in public where you walk and you can do whatever you want pretty much outside the home. In private, you know, private, I'm inside. I can't see, and then I go open my door, they talk about me in the bathroom. I mean, that's sick, and that's criminal, if it is true. There are false allegations about my mental health, and there are false allegations about me making up stories illustrate how dangerous they are. They're only saying that because they're trying to cover up their racism and their neurosis and their mental illness and their inability to follow the laws and respect my boundaries. So that's all I have to say. If you're concerned about my mental health, then you do. You know, my mental health is fine. I already said allegations. And even if the board of directors know and disagree with me or don't believe me, well, you can just listen to the gossip. This morning they were yelling and screaming outside in a courtyard. And I don't care what they say because everything I say is truthful, and I know I'm very much aware of the truth and reality, and my health is fine as far as dealing with what I hear and see on a daily basis. That's why I didn't go to the board or to the police until I have actual proof, because gossip alone is not enough. When they gossip about me inside my home all the time or when I'm outside looking at them and they talking at me and they don't even know me, then it's the mentally ill in this area, whether they live on the street or in my building or nearby, simply need to get some psychiatric treatment. Because the reason why all this happens is because of mentally ill, crazy people or criminals or hoodlums or people who cannot mind their business. And this includes somebody who said they don't like that I ain't working. You know, you don't tell a grown adult or where to work or where not to work. Of course I'm going to try to work. I'm trying to be a lawyer. I mean, I'm trying to do things to be a lawyer. I mean, God, I wouldn't got those degrees for nothing or going out, I'm trying to work as an artist. I'm trying to do all kinds of things. But if I choose not to want to work or whatever, you can't tell me what to do in my life or my home. That's against the law and against the federal law. They would never allow that. You must be living in, which is, you think this is slavery? They have a constitutional amendment that will never be changed, that you cannot force anyone to work or do anything. And that's supremacy clause in the U.S. Constitution. That's all over. You can't force nobody to work or whatever. I guess they will. Well, you think this is slavery? I don't think they know how to live in this country. I don't want to deal with people who don't know how to live in this country or don't know how to follow laws or say crazy things like that. You know, it really is sick. I don't know. I'm already talking to a real estate broker about trying to find a place where there are more stable people around. Because I don't want to deal with some unstable neighbor who don't know how to mind their business. I want to deal with normal people who know how to talk to people directly and know how to mind their business. If you don't know how to mind your business, as I said before in previous podcasts, you must have some mental illness or a dangerous person. You know, it really is when they gossip about crazy things or say things. These people have a right to say what they want, but when they don't know me and say crazy things or say things that are criminal, then there should be an investigation because they can't do things like that. If there is peeping Tom or looking in my home or wherever, it's crime. I do believe it's a possibility, yes, but I'm gossiping. Because normal people or regular everyday life people don't act like that or say things like that. They keep to themselves and they talk to people directly. If I was dealing with someone in the music industry or someone in entertainment, I know they would go to me directly. They won't just come out in a car. They don't have time for that. And you talk about some band 20 years ago, you must have a mental psycho. You must be a psycho, and they are. You want that guy who they want to lead singer, why don't you just get him into another band? That's what the music industry personnel do. If a band doesn't work out, they get another band. They move on. They don't talk about something 20 years ago because these people are mentally ill people who don't understand reality. We deal with people directly. And that includes if I knew somebody in my neighborhood and I was concerned about him or her, then I keep to myself unless there's an emergency or I go to them and say, ask some questions. I have to be polite. That's what normal people do. I'm not dealing with somebody who's normal. These people are not normal. When I say normal, I mean they're not healthy. They don't understand how to live around other people. They don't understand how to deal with me despite not knowing them. They make assessments and stuff behind my back and gossip, and it's all false. They don't know how to deal with strangers, and that's a concern because that's a sign of a dangerous person or a very sick person. See, I am not sick or dangerous because I know how to deal with strangers. I don't go to a next-door neighbor and gossip about somebody next door to me or across the street and get into their business and follow them around. I'd be sick in the head. This is exactly what these people do. They have nothing better to do all day. Won't they go to school or do something? Worry about what job they have. Won't they make their own music? Do something because life is too short. That's all I want to do is deal with normal, everyday life people who know the difference between right or wrong and boundaries, who know how to live in the United States of America. Basic common sense. I don't want to deal with somebody who come, you know, say they come from Buffalo and come 40, I haven't seen them for 40 years or 35 years and then come out here without telling them. Actually, I don't make up these stories. That's crazy. This is what I was told, and this is what some of these people have said. They said they're looking for a leader, they're looking for a rock band. That's crazy. And rock and roll is not that popular anymore anyway. Since I'm a professional singer, songwriter, and I look at what the Hot 100 is, why would you talk about a rock band in 2023 when there's hardly any on the pop charts? So they can, I know they're out of touch reality. What I'm dealing with is mentally ill, low functioning people who have nothing better to do but to sit around and target me because they can't get their act together and they don't want to see me succeed in the music industry. They don't want to see me to be an intellectual, and also these type of people are racist. They don't like a black person around. They're homophobic. They can't get out of their own way. Their head is up their ass as far as not doing what they're supposed to. They don't know how to do nothing. They've been in jail before. They have a alcohol dependency. They don't understand how to deal with people who they don't know. It's just obviously that these people have been in jail before. They got a criminal record. They got an alcohol dependency, or they're too stuck in the past, or have some kind of neurosis or mental problem that they haven't gotten treated for, and they targeted me with it. That's exactly what I'm dealing with. And that's for the LAPD, the police, to deal with. And I have alerted them. I don't want to keep calling the police about it because these people are too insane to understand reality or my boundaries or basic common sense. But they got to deal with it because these people are going to end up in prison or a mental hospital sooner or later. And I don't want to be around to see it. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.